Hebrews chapter 8. Now, the main point of what we have to say is this. We have such a high priest, the Christ, who is seated in the place of honor at the right hand of the throne of the majesty God in heaven, a minister, officiating priest in the holy places and in the tabernacle, the true tabernacle, which is erected not by man, but by the Lord. For every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices. So it is essential for this one also to have something to offer. Now, if he were still living on earth, he would not be a priest at all. For there are priests who offer the gifts to God in accordance with the law. They serve as a pattern and foreshadowing of what has its true existence and reality in the heavenly things, sanctuary. For when Moses was about to erect the tabernacle, he was warned by God, saying, "See that you make it exactly according to the pattern which was shown to you on the mountain." But as it is, Christ has acquired a priestly ministry which is more excellent than the old Levitical priestly ministry, for he is the mediator, the arbitrator of a better covenant, uniting God and man, which has been enacted and rests on better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, there would have been no occasion for a second one, or an attempt to institute another one, the new covenant. However, God finds fault with them, showing its inadequacy, when he says, "Behold, the days will come, says the Lord, when I will make and ratify a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not like the covenant that I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt. For they did not abide in my covenant. And so I withdrew my favor and disregarded them, says the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, says the Lord, I will imprint my laws upon their minds, even upon their innermost thoughts and understanding, and engrave them upon their hearts, affecting their regeneration. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And it will not be necessary for each one to teach his fellow citizen, or each one his brother, saying, 'Know by experience, have knowledge of the Lord.' For all will know by me by experience and have knowledge of me, from the least to the greatest of them. For I will be merciful and gracious towards their wickedness, and I will remember their sins no more." When God speaks of a new covenant, he makes the first one obsolete, and whatever is becoming obsolete, out of use, annulled, and growing old, is ready to disappear.